Good morning, everyone. It's really good to see you this morning. Glad that you've joined us for our time of worship. I invite you to take your worship folder to hand, the one that you received on the way in. I want to highlight a few things that are going on in the life of the Grace Point Church family. First, I just want to say a quick thank you to all of the volunteers who work in our nursery, who work with our children. Wasn't that great? Those kids coming up here, let's give them a round of applause. Also want to say thank you to the many volunteers who beautify our building, who work so diligently behind the scenes doing a multitude of tasks. I want to thank especially the team that put together the set, the Bethlehem set that you see behind us for the back half of the Advent season and for this morning in particular. And those who decorate the stage. We've got such a wonderful team of volunteers here at Grace Point. We really can't do what we do without all of your investment. So thank you so much for that. I want to say a special welcome to those of you who are worshiping with us for the very first time. If you would direct your attention to the seat in front of you, inside one of the pockets there, you'll see a connection card. If you would want to fill one of these out and take it to our Welcome Center at the conclusion of the service, we would love to get to know you a little bit better. And if you give this card to one of the team members there, they'll give you a gift in exchange for the card. Thanks again for coming this morning. We really appreciate you being here with us, and we hope to get to know you a little bit better later on. Those of you who are regular attenders here at Grace Point, you can take this card, update any information, pass along a prayer request, and you can put that into the offering plate at the conclusion of the service. If you take your worship folder to hand, again, you can get updated on what's going on in the life of the Grace Point Church family by taking a look inside your worship folder or going online to our website. You'll see in our worship folder this morning is a special insert, and it's a white offering envelope. For a number of weeks now, we've been announcing a special offering that we're going to take up this morning. Some of our technical equipment that you see here in the auditorium that we use to proclaim the message, that we use to have worship nights, that we use to simply communicate the faith, the hope, and the love that we have, has come to its due date. It's getting to the end of its life cycle, and it needs to be replaced. And for weeks now, we've been sharing that we just want to put our money together, and it's the one-time deal. This is this morning only, and we want to raise a substantial sum of money so that we can replace some of the technology that is in here in our sanctuary, in our auditorium. So I invite you to direct your attention to the special offering. We'll be taking that up at the conclusion of the service. The envelopes in the chair in front of you are for our regular offering, so any funds, any checks that go into this special offering, make sure your name is on there so we can receipt you for that as a charitable donation. The other offering envelopes, you can continue to give your regular offering as well. And we'll say a little bit more about that later on in the worship service. Today's also our Advent celebration day. It's a great day to come and get to know a bunch of new people in our Grace Point Church family. You saw some tables set out in the lobby. Thank you to all of you who brought your Christmas baking. If you didn't, don't worry about it. There's plenty to go around, and we're going to be finishing our service a little bit earlier so that we can have a time of fellowship, so that we can get to know one another a little bit better. So join us in the lobby afterwards. The children will be dismissed at noon, so we'll have plenty of time to have a cup of tea, a cup of coffee, and get to know one another a little bit better. So thanks again for joining us for that. Also, thank you all for responding to the little poll that we took last Sunday. Christmas Eve, we're going to be having two great services, one at 4 p.m., one at 6 p.m. Typically, the earlier service is the more packed out one. And the poll revealed that about 70% of you are planning on bringing your friends, your neighbors, your family members to that service. So it'll be really, really full. So those of you who are sitting on the fence and you're not sure which service you're going to go to yet, we're really going to strongly encourage you, choose the 6 o'clock service. Okay, little inside scoop here. It's the better service. It is. And I'll tell you why. Because we've worked out all of the kinks from the 4 o'clock service. So those of you who are coming at 4 o'clock, wonderful. Bring your friends. Let's pack the place out. We do have an overflow area. We're going to be simulcasting into the chapel in case we have overflow. So you're going to want to be here early. But really, the hot ticket is for 6 p.m. So really bring your friends and family. 6 p.m. It's really the service to be at. So we look forward to seeing you at 4 and at 6 p.m. All right, lots of other announcements inside your worship folder on the website. You can get updated a little bit later on. At this time, we're going to dismiss the grade 6 and 7ers to their time of worship up in the youth mezzanine. So grade 6 and 7s, you are dismissed. Enjoy your time of worship and teaching there. For the rest of you, I'd invite you to open up your Bibles, your tablets, your phones with me to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 2. The series that we're in right now is called The Characters of Christmas. And we're taking a look at the various participants that made up that wonderful Christmas story. And this morning, we're taking a look at a group of seekers. And here's part of their story. As the gospel writer Matthew reveals it to us, in the second chapter of his gospel. And I'll be reading to you out of the Message translation. The word of the Lord to us this morning. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem village, Judah territory, this was during King Herod's kingship, a band of scholars arrived in Jerusalem from the east. They asked around, "Where can we find and pay homage to the newborn king of the Jews? We observed a star in the eastern sky that signaled his birth. We're on pilgrimage to worship him." When word of their inquiry got to Herod, he was terrified. And not Herod alone, but most of Jerusalem as well. Herod lost no time. He gathered all the high priests and religion scholars in the city together and asked, "Where is the Messiah supposed to be born?" They told him, "Bethlehem, Judah territory. The prophet Micah wrote it plainly. It's you, Bethlehem, in Judah's land, no longer bringing up the rear. From you will come the leader who will shepherd rule my people, my Israel." Herod then arranged a secret meeting with the scholars from the east. Pretending to be as devout as they were, he got them to tell him exactly when the birth announcement star appeared. Then he told them the prophecy about Bethlehem and said, "Go find this child. Leave no stone unturned. As soon as you find him, send word and I'll join you at once in your worship." Instructed by the king, they set off. Then the star appeared again, the same star they had seen in the eastern skies. It led them on until it hovered over the place of the child. They could hardly contain themselves. They were in the right place. They had arrived at the right time. They entered the house and saw the child in the arms of Mary, his mother. Overcome, they kneeled and worshipped him. Then they opened their luggage and presented gifts: gold, frankincense, myrrh. In a dream, they were warned not to report back to Herod. So they worked out another route, left the territory without being seen, and returned to their own country. May God add his blessing to his word this morning. As we prepare for the message, have a look at this clip.
What child is this? Yes, yes, that is the question. That has always been the question. What child is this? That single question was the driving force behind our lengthy journey. We had to figure out what child this is. And I know. My friends, we have been called wise by many of the people we encountered along our journey, if even for a brief moment. I hesitate to give much credence to their judgment. But it is known, or it should be known, that knowledge is acquired by keeping one's eyes open and mouth shut. So, may I suggest that you keep your mouths closed and your ears open, and I will, to the best of my ability, answer your question as clear as I can. One, we did not stumble upon this child. No, we found a needle in a haystack. And how did we find this needle? We followed the star. I know. To many, that would be considered a fool's errand, but we are no fools. No, that star was moved by some unseen force. And who moves stars? But God. Two. We encountered that corrupt king. That king wanted us to find the child so that he could worship the child. My friends, do kings worship babies? No. Kings defend their thrones. And that king, that Herod, is a ruthless and cruel despot. It does not take a wise man to discern that. And that king felt that this child was a threat. And mark my words, that child is a threat to all who are cruel and ruthless. And three, I don't have words for three. My entire life I have searched, and yet it was always just beyond the horizon of my knowing. Until In an instant, I crossed a threshold, and there it was. That father, that mother, that star, the child. It was all there. All my searching, all my studying. It was all right there. All in that child. How could I not worship him? I need search no more.
What are you searching this year, Christmas? How do you experience this Christmas season this year? Are you rushed? Are you happy? Content? Are you sad? Are you lonely? Depressed, maybe? Are you experiencing this Christmas season filled with pain, overwhelmed, stressed? This Christmas season is such a sensory season. It just works with our emotions, since all of our senses are involved in this season, our smells and our tastes and our hearing, and everything is so involved, and that also has to do how we feel. And many of those feelings are magnified, especially during this season as we enter this time and as we experiencing this time. And let me suggest there are three ways how this story of the Magi speaks to us. Three ways how they meet us in our journey as we experience this year Christmas. No matter whether you are on a journey, whether you are one of those seekers, or whether you're not seeking at all, three things. And it may be in three different stations, even in our own lives, how they meet us. It may not be in the same sequence, but maybe one of those are a message to you today and this morning and for this season. The first thing is observe. Observe. That's what we learn from those wise men as this guy was sharing with us. Keep your mouth closed and your eyes open. Observe. Is that what describes your posture as you go through this season, or are you so preoccupied with the things that come with the season, the buying of Christmas presents, the preparing for the meal, the planning of the things that we need to do and that we want to do as family, and the vacation after that? Is it so overwhelming to you, or is there still room to observe? Are you still expecting something this year, Christmas? Or have you given up already looking and searching? Maybe that's a sign of depression that we enter into in this time of Christmas, when it seems so, not working the way we want it to be, or we feel the loss of something that we have lost over the past year or even before, or there's other feelings that creep in. Are you still open and expecting? See, these wise men, they observed. They observed and they were watching, and even if it's totally out there that they were looking into the stars to find answers, but they were looking. It wasn't accidentally that they found the stars in the sky. They just were looking. So why don't you just take time this remaining Christmas season and keep looking? Observe. And why would you do that? Because God is at work. God is at work all around you. God is not sitting in his armchair twiddling his thumb and waiting for us to pray so that he has to do something. He is working all around you as he has done then, so he is doing now. God is on the move. God is a communicating God. And he can use this entire universe to communicate to you. He did use stars to communicate to those stargazers, to those magi, to those who were looking for answers in the stars. He could talk and speak to them there. And that means he speaks your language. He speaks in a way that you can understand and that you will understand if your eyes are open and if you can see. God is at work. It is not so much his problem that he wants to communicate something. It's ours. It's mine. We are so preoccupied with ourselves, with our business, our job, our our family and the things that are so overwhelming to us, and we don't realize that maybe God wants to speak. But maybe then there is this one moment, this one thing that just stops us in our tracks, where we just think, what was that? Why did that happen? How is God getting your attention this Christmas? Is it through circumstances, maybe? I don't know about you, for many years in our lives, Christmas was always the season where things went wrong. The car broke, the washer broke, the dryer broke, or something broke, and whatever money you have set aside to buy present, here we go. Is it just accidental? Well, I don't want to put anything into that, that God makes dryers break or anything like that. But why don't we stop for a while and instead of complaining, think, pray. Is there anything that you want to tell us? Or it may be people that you bump into this Christmas season. People that cross your path, and maybe it's not accidental that you meet these people. Maybe a special need that presents itself to you through a person. And instead of brushing it off, maybe you stop and say, God, do you want to speak to me? Is there anything you want to tell me today through this person? Or it could be that there is a word from him to you. While you are reading his word, while you are sitting in a sermon like this, while you're listening to music, while you're listening to podcasts or something else, and some word just gets to you, it speaks into your heart, speaks into your life. Why don't you just stop there and then seek. See, the Magi did not go back to business as usual when they saw the star. They packed their suitcases and went on a journey. They wanted to figure this out. They wanted to dig deeper in what they saw there in the sky, what this was all about. And the mysteries are vast about what exactly happened there. We have no conclusive information about that, how they got this information, how they connected the birth of a Messiah with the stars. There are theories, but we don't know. But no matter what, they started looking. Something caught their attention. They stopped and they moved and they dig deeper into what they have seen. Maybe that's what you need to do this season. Dig deeper. Take some time. Carve out some precious time in this busy season to pursue what God might want to share with you. If you don't, you may miss it. You see, what God wants to tell us is not always on the surface. God does not scream. It is most likely the still small voice that wants to speak to you. And it means from you and from me to settle down and to shut off the things that distract us and dig deeper into what God might want to share with us. And then you might want to go where he is to be found, like the Magi, that they went to Jerusalem in hopes to find him there, to find the Messiah there. Maybe we need to be on that journey and to go this Christmas season there where God is to be found. God is to be found when we pray, when we take time to pray and turn our attention to him, God Almighty. God is to be found in his word. Maybe we open this up one more time and maybe deliberately this Christmas season and look into his word and say, God, speak. Make clear to me what you want to share with us and with me. And God is to be found where his people are. Go there where his people are, where they gather together, where they come and worship together. Maybe that's where I need to go this Christmas season. Spend time there and listen to what God may want to share with me. And then, as you are on this journey, and as you are trying to figure out what it is that God wants to tell you this season, ask questions. Ask those who might be around you who may be able to help you. As the Magi did and stopped in Jerusalem and didn't know where to go from there, they were asking, where is the Messiah? And although they asked in all the wrong places, and it made Herod spit out his morning coffee when he heard about another Messiah, they found the answer. Ask. Speak to those who might be able to journey with you on this quest to find answers. And maybe they can point you into the right direction where you can find answers for your specific questions, for your journey that you are on that is so unique, that's your journey. Don't neglect the power of others speaking into my life, because that's how God speaks. He uses people to speak to us. See, and the good thing is, as we search for Jesus, as we search for this child, that we don't have to look into palaces, in temples, but in Bethlehem. Born into obscurity, into the world of anybody's and everybody's, that's where you can go and find Jesus. Jesus living in the midst of everyone, becoming almost everyone, so that there is no barrier that we have to cross when we meet Jesus. And the CEOs and the presidents and the beggars can come and enter into the presence of God and see Jesus. You can access God. It doesn't matter who you are, what you have done in your life, where you have been, what questions you have access to God. His door is open. You don't have to jump through hoops. You just come to Him and pray. And lastly, kneel. That's a strange posture, kneeling. When have we knelt before God the last time? Have you ever done that, to kneel? See, postures are also an expression of what goes on in my heart. It plays together. That somehow what I feel is expressed in what I do, and what I do influences what I feel. It's a good posture to kneel sometime this Christmas. And not just anywhere and just to do it as a praxis, but maybe to kneel deliberately for this Christ child, this Word becoming flesh and dwelling among us, God becoming man and kneeling before Him. Kneeling as an act of worship. Kneeling as an act of giving Him the worth that He deserves by thinking of what He has done for you, what He means to you. Acknowledging the self-giving God, the loving God, the humble God. Because God is just like Jesus. And then surrender. Give Him what you have. Gold, frankincense, myrrh. Whatever it is that we have, that we cling to, that we find precious in our lives, just open your hands, give it to Him freely. And maybe in a very deliberate posture of kneeling and saying, God, here it is. My Christmas presents, my Christmas fears, all that goes wrong and all that goes right, all that I have and all that I will receive, that I will give it all freely to Him. All to Jesus I surrender. All to Him I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him, in His presence daily live. All to Jesus I surrender, humbly at His feet I bow. Worldly pleasures all forsaken, take me, Jesus, take me now. Let's pray. Father, we are humbled by Your invitation to come into Your presence. And You made it really easy for us by coming into this crib in Bethlehem, where the pauper and the CEO and the president and king and everyone else can come into Your presence. Father, thank You that You know our hearts. You know what we feel. You know what thoughts cross our mind this Christmas season. Some things may be very heavy on our hearts. There might be some worries and some fears. Sometimes it's depression that seems to settle in when others seem to do so well and I'm not. It may be that we just feel overwhelmed and stressed, or we are sad. Father, help us not to miss the moments when You want to speak to us right where we are, that You want to meet us. Help us to go and look for You. Help us to go and seek You where we can find You. Let us not miss these moments where we can just come together as Your people to maybe find answers there. Not to miss those people that I may cross my path with, that You may use to speak into my life, or those circumstances that might not be accidental. Let's not miss the fact that You were born to change our lives. And let us come and adore You, the King of Kings, my Savior, my Lord. Amen.
We want to take time now to live that third point that Pastor Eckbert just made and worship God by giving back to Him a portion of our income. For a few weeks now, you've had opportunity to think about how you can be generous towards God by giving back to Him and supporting the special offering. Again, direct your attention inside your worship folder. There are envelopes that have either a pink or a green label on them with the word special on them. That's going to go to support our project and projector initiative. So any monies that go into those envelopes will support the special offering. The envelopes in front of you, they will just go to the regular budget in support of that. Let's take a moment to invite the ushers to come forward, and as they're coming forward, let's bow for a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we want to thank you that you have been so very generous to us. You love this world so much that you gave. You gave your one and only Son. And in this Advent season and at this Christmas time, as we again celebrate his coming into this world, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for your generosity to us. You have a heart for us that we can't even begin to fathom. Your love for us is so very large. And Father, out of your generosity to us, we want to be generous back to you. We thank you for this church family and its vision to make an impact for you in this world. We thank you for all of those who work so very hard as volunteers, who give of their time, their talents, and their treasures. And I pray your blessing upon them as they now worship you by giving back to you a portion of their income. Father, we pray that whatever we bring together this morning would ultimately go to honor you and to further the work of your kingdom in this world. May you be glorified, may you be honored, and may you be praised.